Animated sequence. Daryl Films International presents Title Card, Love on the Danube. Map of Eastern Europe. Cruise boat on the Danube. The land is dotted with castles. A European city. A romantic dinner setting. A phone records an oompa-pa band. Sarah Power. Two beer steins are raised in a toast. A red velvet curtain closes. A couple silhouetted on stage in a spotlight. Brendan Penny. The spotlight morphs to a river. A cruise boat sails on. Title Card, Kissing Stars. Next, in an outdoor upscale restaurant, an auburn-haired woman sits at a table, laptop open. LA Films Media Movie House Entertainment Saga Films Production. Co-produced with BNP Paribas Fortis Films Financing. Catherine Drysdale, Kate Sheridan, Johnny Weldon.
Yeah, I know. Fingers crossed.
Mark Holden, Gerald Kidd.
Okay, talk soon, Marianne.
And Catherine Disher. Casting by Anna Lee Powell, CDC. Lisa Parrison, CSA. Music by Christopher Guglick. Video call.
Teddy, hi.
Teddy.
Hi, Savannah.
How's Europe? What amazing city are you in?
Edited
now?
By Paul Whitehead.
I'm in Budapest.
Costume designer Luminita
Lundu. Everything good?
Everything's great. Just calling to say hi.
I miss you.
Production designer Perrine Lejeune. Director of photography.
I'm jealous of your passengers. They get to have fun with you every day.
Russ Guzzi, CSC.
I do like to have fun.
Yes, you do.
Executive producer Michael McLaughlin.
Can I actually call you back in a bit? I'm just waiting to meet my boss.
Co-producers Vandad Kashi.
I threw my hat in the ring for a
Jonathan Halperin, Daniel
Kressmarin.
Producers.
She's never asked me to breakfast.
Mark Venice.
Okay, great.
Hubert Toynt.
Good luck.
Jennifer Ritter.
Okay, she's here. I'll call you back.
A woman joins her.
Yeah, I'm so sorry I'm late.
Produced
it's
by
crazy Border. Morning.
No worries, Christina. I was just catching up on work.
Produced by Agnes Bristow.
I have some news.
Story by okay. Andrea Canning and Agnes Bristow.
Cosmic Communications has been sold.
What?
The press release is going out later today.
So, what does that mean for us?
Later, Savannah calls Teddy. She carries a box.
Teddy, hi.
Teleplay by Andrea Canning.
Are you busy celebrating?
Should we Executive pop producer Dave Bristow.
Across the two time zone.
I didn't get the promotion. I got laid off instead.
Directed by Peter Benson.
I'm so sorry.
Teddy's on a river cruise ship.
The world isn't good for business.
Savannah.
What are you going to do?
Walks down a street.
I honestly don't know.
Intercuts.
Wait. I have an idea. We have a KISSCOM event on the ship in a couple of days.
One of my talent coordinators is backed out. I need someone.
What's a KISSCON?
Oh, it's where the fans
get to travel with their favorite rom-com stars.
Teddy.
I appreciate the offer, but you know I don't work with celebrities. And I'm a publicist, not a talent coordinator.
It's a free week on a cruise.
With your bestie.
Okay. I'll come.
Yay!
Won't regret this.
Yeah, said no celebrity publicist ever. Bye.
Savannah ends the call and drops her phone in the box. Now an airliner flies toward the sun through a clear blue sky. Budapest Airport. Now a trim man in his early 30s walks outside the airport looking around. Man.
Where's my car?
Both he and Savannah approach the same cab. He's dressed incognito. Savannah.
Oh, are you...
I'm sorry. I can't take a selfie.
He turns away.
In line for a taxi.
A group of women swarm
him. Oh, give me a little space.
Please, Mr. Swan.
Savannah gets in the cab. Women snap photos and shoot video as he gets into another car. The cab pulls away. Fans continue filming. The cab passes a large poster with him and another woman on it, about to kiss. Cruise captain.
Scenic Cruises in the Emerald Sun welcomes our KISSCON passengers to Hungary. Take time out to explore Budapest today. And tonight, we set sail for Visegrad.
Next, the cruise ship entrance.
All set, Mrs. Stevenson?
Teddy manning the welcome table.
They're gonna love KISSCON.
Passenger.
I have a feeling it'll be my favorite cruise yet.
A plus-sized
woman.
You
say that every cruise.
Of around 70.
Yes, but this time I actually mean it.
She spots someone.
Who is that?
An older man with graying hair and a salt and pepper beard.
Rex Callahan. He's an actor. And he's single.
Oh. Teddy, please, I'm not ready for anything like that yet.
Make a new friend. Go introduce yourself.
The passenger crosses to Rex and introduces herself. Passenger.
Betty Stevenson, frequent floater.
It's a Rex. Pleasure to meet you, Betty.
Oh.
They shake hands.
Dark and stormy.
Beg your pardon?
Rum and ginger. That's going to be your drink. Trust me. It's the bartender's specialty.
Well, I'll see you around, Betty.
I hope so.
Now Savannah arrives, distractedly taking pictures with her phone. She bumps into the actor.
Oh, sorry.
She pauses and looks at him. Savannah.
It's you.
Actor.
Well, now you can't say I wouldn't give you that selfie.
He walks away.
I didn't want a selfie with you.
Teddy comes running as he disappears.
Teddy.
Teddy and Savannah embrace.
It's so good to see you.
Teddy.
You too. How was your flight?
It was great. Except there was this arrogant guy I met at the airport, and he's on the cruise.
Who?
Here, look. He just photobombed me.
She shows Teddy the photo.
Can't see his face.
Not much to go
on. His face is obscured by the brim of a ball cap.
Captain.
The captain appears.
This is my friend I was telling you about, Savannah. Savannah, this is Captain Magnuson.
Captain.
Welcome aboard.
It's so nice to meet you, Captain.
They shake hands.
Have you been on a cruise before?
No, but I did watch Endless Love Boat reruns growing up. I wanted to be Julie McCoy so bad, but Teddy here beat me to it.
Well, I'm no Captain Steubing, but love is in the air with Kisscom. And I'm sure you know, Teddy is quite the matchmaker.
She always was in college, and yet somehow we're both still single.
And on that note, I better check you in. We can meet Liam, who's in charge of Kisscom.
Teddy goes off.
Whatever floats your boat.
Ship, Savannah. It's a ship.
The captain goes off. Now outside St. Stephen's Basilica.
Okay, great.
A diminutive.
Yeah.
Young man on a phone.
Okay, yeah.
Savannah and Teddy greet him.
Savannah, meet
Teddy.
Liam Barkley.
Liam.
Thank you so much for stepping in last minute. Teddy here speaks very highly of you.
She's the best.
Savannah.
She's a good friend.
Mm-hmm. I've been reporting entertainment for years, but I wanted to give the fans a more interactive experience. So, yeah, I came up with KissCon to bring everyone together.
His first one.
It is, so please bear with me. I'll be wearing both hats on the cruise as we find our sea legs.
Of course. Let me know anything I can do to help.
Great. So, I'm going to be pairing you up with Trip Nelson. He's a huge fan favorite after just one movie.
Second Chance Romance?
It's really good.
Yeah, and his next movie is about to come out, One More Kiss, with Isla Gray. We're having an advanced screening for the KissCom fans on the last night.
Fun!
I'll send you a link. And listen, you should know, this is Trip's first big fan event, so you're really going to need to guide him, okay? With appearances, interviews. He's been struggling a lot with the attention. I mean, you know, fame, newer actors, it can be a lot sometimes. Mm-hmm. Wait, I should have asked. You know who Trip is?
Yes. Of course. Who doesn't?
This needs to go well for him. The word is he's in the running for a trilogy. Our fans have a lot of influence.
Where is Trip? Is he on the boat?
I've not actually seen him, but you should head over to the meet and greet just in case he shows up. All right. See you on the red carpet.
Thanks. Bye.
Liam goes off. Teddy and Savannah walk together.
Teddy? I obviously just lied to Liam. I have no idea who Trip is. I feel very unprepared, and you know that I like to be prepared.
You'll be fine. You can handle anything.
What did he mean, in case he shows up? Where's this guy's regular publicist?
Well, they haven't figured everything out yet. He doesn't have a set person yet.
Are you sure there's nothing else?
Well, not that I'm aware of. You'll be great. I promise you.
Next on a terrace, Liam interviews a woman. Liam.
Hey, Isla!
Isla joins him.
Liam, so good to see you.
So tell us, how excited are you to be at the very first KissCon?
Well, you and I have seen a lot over the years, but Europe? I mean, KissCon takes the fan experience to another level, and I can't wait to visit all these exotic places with everyone.
And what's the best part? The fans, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a chance for us to get to know them.
Teddy and Savannah arrive.
And I don't know about you, Liam, but I can't imagine a more magical or romantic place to do that.
Now, where is your co-star? We cannot wait for the advanced screening of One More Kiss.
Well, I'm sure Trip will be here soon. We had so much fun shooting this movie together.
Good chemistry?
Oh, off the charts, Liam.
Ooh, tell me more.
Well, it all started. We locked eyes across the room.
The actor, Trip, enters. Fans swarm him.
One more.
Savannah looks on. Rex picks up a glass of wine. He joins Betty. Betty.
I like rich, aged gracefully, and zesty.
Rex.
Really?
Well, that is what makes a good wine.
Betty holds up her glass.
Yes, it does. You should try the 2020 Keck Francos. It's a full-bodied Hungarian blend.
Thanks for the tip.
Rex!
A woman waves at Rex from a table.
Over here!
Excuse me for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Rex crosses to the table. Betty steps up next to Savannah. Betty.
So which star are you here to meet?
Savannah.
Oh, I'm not. I'm working, actually. I'm a publicist.
You get to work with the actors. Lucky you. Hi.
They shake hands.
Betty Stevenson.
Savannah Bailey, nice to meet you. Betty, do you happen to know who that actor is?
Savannah points at Trip, surrounded by fans.
He's incredibly handsome.
Liam speaks into his mic.
Trip Nelson.
Interviewing Trip.
You have shot to fame over the last year like a rocket ship. How does it feel?
Trip.
I feel a bit like a rattlesnake at a square dance, Liam.
Yeah, but you have the fans here to make you feel at home. Yeah,
the fans are great, but I try to focus more on my performance. I really put everything I have into that.
Savannah looks on.
Okay. Who are you without that connection?
Liam goes to Savannah.
Meet Savannah Bailey. She's going to be your publicist for KissCon.
Hello.
Savannah.
Again.
You guys know each other?
We met.
Liam, all due respect, I'm sure Savannah is great at what she does, but I don't need a handler.
Publicist.
Sure, sorry, publicist.
Okay, see it as a badge of honor. You've arrived, Trip.
Excuse me.
Next, Liam addresses the fans on the terrace. Liam.
Now, before we get to the real reason you're all here, our amazing stars, I would like to thank all of you for coming on this journey with us. You see, we all share one thing. We love love. So, with that, please give a warm welcome to our all-star cast, Isla Gray.
Isla blows a kiss.
The legend, Rex Callahan.
Rex waves.
Trip Nelson, our newest leading man.
Trip is noticeably absent.
He never disappoints with his magnetic personality, Hunter Langford.
Hunter salutes.
Yeah.
Savannah looks into the distance. She sees Trip going down the stairs. Savannah.
I gotta be coming ready.
Moments later, Savannah catches up with Trip. Trip is at a food stand. Savannah.
What are you doing down here?
Trip.
I was about to enjoy some langos. You want one?
No. Thank you.
Extra garlic, please. Mesh. Yeah, okay.
That'll really keep the fans away.
What's that supposed to mean?
Trip takes his langos.
You left the event before it was over.
I'm sorry, I got hungry.
They step away.
It's a fan event.
From the stand.
It's more than just hello and then move on. These people want conversations, attention. They came here for you.
These people don't even know me.
Well, they think they know you. It's part of the deal when you become an actor. You're in people's living rooms, their dreams.
As much as I appreciate that, I got into this to entertain, to be so good at my job that they forget that they're watching a movie. I help them escape, which is what I wish I could do. You see what I'm dealing with?
A couple of women snap photos.
Excuse me, no pictures at this time, please.
You know what? I wasn't sure if I could do this or not, and I was right. So I'm going to go back to New York. I'm sorry, Savannah.
Liam walks away.
Fired from 2 jobs in 2 days. Perfect.
Savannah runs up the stairs.
Excuse me.
The captain.
All passengers should now be aboard as we say visant la Tashra to Budapest.
Savannah goes down to a below deck lounge. She finds Trip sitting alone at the bar nursing a drink. Savannah.
You're still here.
Trip.
Yeah, I couldn't get any flights out of Budapest, so I'll try to get one out of Vienna.
Just so you know, I did get those women to delete the unflattering photos.
Thanks. How?
Turns out they're with KissCon, so I promised them a dance with you at the ball.
Yeah, you shouldn't have promised them that.
Why? Because this is so hard for you? Private planes, magazine covers, fawning fans.
I don't want any of that.
Every actor wants that.
Not me.
A fan interrupts.
Hey, Trip, can we get a quick selfie?
Yeah, actually, just in the middle of something right now, so maybe later.
Okay.
The fan goes away.
Okay. You need to learn how to deal with that, because this part of your life is not going
well. Oh, so you think it's so easy being in the limelight?
I know it's not easy. It's also not easy for me dealing with famous people, but I need a job, so here I am.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, but I think I'll just focus on making great movies.
Sure. That is important. Mm-hmm. But look at it this way. I used to work in politics. Every fan is like a vote. They vote with their remotes, their wallets, their social media. They can make you, but if you are rude to them, they can break you. This career that you chose, it's bigger than just you.
I can always go back to my old life.
She looks at his hand.
I'm gonna look at these calluses, I'd say construction. You lived in LA, built houses between auditions. You really want to go back to that?
Looks like you got me all figured out, Savannah.
I'm just frustrated and very jet-lagged. I don't want to see you blow a good thing. I heard you're up for a very big job after this. Give me a week. Let me help you.
I'll sleep on it.
Liam goes off.
Wasn't it enough?
The next morning. Captain.
Welcome to Visigrad. Don't forget to book your KissCon excursions before heading off the ship.
Now Savannah, Teddy, and Liam are in a Riverside cafe. Liam.
Savannah, you have to keep a closer watch on him. Okay, I've got a lot riding on this.
Teddy.
He'll beat all the events, Liam. Savannah's got this.
Good, thanks. Because, hey, if this works out, I plan on doing a lot more. And partnering up with some big charities. Your resume tells me you'd be a good fit.
Savannah.
Thank you.
All right. Look, have fun at the interview this morning. Rom-com mom has a lot of followers. All right.
Liam goes off.
Are you serious, Teddy? He'll be there? For all I know, Tripp took a lifeboat off the ship in the middle of the night. Should I walk the plank now or wait for Liam to fire me? I need to figure out more about this guy.
Savannah watches a video of Tripp on her phone from the airport.
Give me some space.
He really doesn't like the limelight.
No, he doesn't.
Trip appears incognito.
I was wrong about him. Whitefish, Montana.
Trip.
Surprisingly better for its trout fishing. You know, it's good to know that you can admit your mistakes. Morning.
Morning. I better get back to the ship. See you both later. I hope.
You mind?
Teddy goes off. Trip sits down at the table. He removes his black ball cap.
You didn't tell me you were from a small town.
Yeah, well, you're doing such a good job telling me about my life story. Who was I to jump in?
I'm sorry. Sizing people up, it's a hazard of the job.
You know, if you don't like actors, why are you here?
I got laid off 3 days ago. I thought I was getting this more creative role that I wanted, and I got fired. Teddy called, and here I am.
Your friends?
College roommates.
I'm sorry about your job.
Thank you. Have you decided what you're going to do?
Yeah, I have decided that I'm going to stay. You're right. I need to play nicer in the sandbox.
Great. Why do you have such a hard time with the fans?
He puts his hat on the table.
It's not that. It's just... I don't deserve any of this attention. Okay, my sister. She's teacher of the year. She deserves it. My best friend Brian, Silver Star in the Army. Him, not me.
You make people happy. There's something to be said for that. Look, why don't we try baby steps, okay? I set up an interview with Rom-com Mom. She's a very popular blogger.
Where are we supposed to do it?
I was thinking you could do it at a local bakery. You could chat over Hungarian chimney cakes. She'll notice some whipped cream on your lip. You'll give her that million-dollar smile. It'll be very cute.
Actually, I heard that they are doing a hike today. Maybe we should do it there.
A hike? In those hills?
Yeah, yeah. You know, get me in my natural habitat. I'm a Montana boy, remember?
Tripp stands and puts on his hat.
Hope he packed the proper footwear.
Tripp goes off.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Savannah raises a high-heeled boot, looking at it. Later, tour guide to a hiking group.
Okay, everyone. We'll be hiking to the Upper Felagvar Castle, also known as Cloud Castle. It was built by King Bela IV. Let's go.
The tour guide moves out.
Let's get started.
Rom-com mom.
So, how do you decompress after a really...
Savannah follows.
...hard day at work?
Trip.
Well, if I'm in New York, then I like to go to Backyard Broncos in Brooklyn.
They're leaving a castle.
One ride on a mechanical bull, and I leave with a smile on my face every time.
So fun. Favorite first date?
Okay, I would have to say watching the stars. Yeah, the real ones. In the sky. At my ranch, in the back of my pickup truck with a nice bottle of wine.
Oh, that is romantic. Favorite movie?
Mr. Deeds Goes to Town.
I don't know that one, but everything you've told me so far, fans are going to love this.
Okay.
A satisfied look crosses Savannah's face. The hike and interview continue. Rom-com mom.
Does that really work? Cutting into an onion helps you cry on cue.
Liam.
Works like a charm. Just don't do it around your co-stars. They do not appreciate it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now on a lookout.
I just have one last question.
How has fame affected you? I've seen some of the encounters with the fans.
Liam looks to Savannah. Savannah.
Georgia, fame can be hard for anyone, but Tripp appreciates the fans more than anyone knows.
Rom-com mom here after Georgia.
That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this trip. Thank you, Savannah. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anytime.
So wonderful getting to know you.
Georgia goes off.
Take care.
Tripp turns to Savannah.
Well, thanks for that save.
No problem. It's my job.
Savannah looks over the edge.
You okay?
Tripp touches her arm. They look at each other, sharing a moment.
I just need some water.
Tripp nods, letting go of her arm.
Do you want to get lunch?
Yeah, lunch sounds great.
They head off for lunch. Tourists stand along the railing looking over the city. Next, Tripp and Savannah are walking down a street. Savannah.
So Georgia didn't ask you how you got into acting, but I am curious.
Tripp.
I worked my family's ranch my whole life.
They walk together.
Herding cattle, training horses, that sort of thing.
They approach a cafe table.
Pay bills to Hollywood?
Yeah, exactly. And then there's this new girl that came to town. I wanted to get to know a little better. Emmy Johnson.
They take a seat at a table.
She took over the local acting group, and so I signed up. I ended up falling in love with acting.
And the girl?
She ended up with my best friend.
Oh.
No, it's okay. It's cool. I'm happy for them.
Okay, community theater is one thing, but how did you end up here?
Okay, so one day a TV show came to Whitefish. It's called Snake River.
I've heard of it. It's popular.
Yeah, so and I auditioned for a small speaking role, and I got it. I don't know. The casting director must have seen something special in me. One thing led to another, and I mean, it all happened so fast.
And now you're as famous as Gary Cooper.
Hardly. He is a hero of mine, though. Yeah, my grandpa and I used to watch his movies together.
Why Mr. Deeds? Gary Cooper's known for westerns.
How did you know that?
I only watch classics.
Okay. You had no idea who I was, did you?
Nope.
I don't know. There's just something about Longfellow Deeds. A simple man moves to New York, wins over a cynical reporter with a small-town charm.
Sounds familiar.
So I'm winning you over.
I am a publicist, Tripp. I'm not a reporter.
What about you? How did you end up in all of this?
It started with my dad. He was mayor of Philly for 8 years before he ran for Congress.
So you were famous, too?
No, not really. I mean, maybe by association. Once my parents divorced, me and my brother became more integral to my father's family image.
How did you handle that?
Not well.
Did you like working for him?
It was more about getting to spend time with him. He was very busy trying to win over a million registered voters in Philly, and he didn't notice I was trying to win him over.
Tripp grins at her.
We should order so we're back in time for the cocktail party.
Next at the cocktail party, Isla picks up a blue martini from a drinks table. Betty approaches.
Hello.
Betty.
Ooh.
She grabs a blue martini. She turns toward Rex.
Would you like a kiss?
She casts a sultry look. Rex.
Pardon?
A Danube kiss.
Betty motions.
Cocktail.
To the drinks.
I'd love one, thank you.
Betty hands Rex a Danube kiss. She shakes droplets off her hand.
My favorite part of these cruises are the bars. You know, the salad bar, the waffle bar, the Sunday bar.
You're quite witty.
And you're quite kind. I feel like I know you.
Well, I have done over 50 films. Maybe you saw me in Love Under the Waterfall.
No.
A Sunset Serenade?
No, I don't think it's that either.
Well, I'm sure you'll think of it.
I'm sure I will.
They look at each other.
Enjoy the party.
Then clink glasses.
You too.
Now Tripp and Savannah arrive at the cocktail party. Tripp.
All these people.
Savannah,
just be yourself. Think of the fans as your friends from Whitefish. The guy who sells you bait, your fishing buddies.
Nice. I'm not really into champagne cocktails and string quartets, though.
So order a beer and play your favorite country song in your head.
It's about how I feel right now. Like I lost my girl, the truck, and my dog.
Well, you've got your girl.
Points to herself.
To help you, I mean. Come on.
They walk across the terrace. Liam spots them. Liam.
Trip. Rom-com mom wrote a terrific blog about you today.
Oh, nice work.
Both of you.
Thank you.
Trip, can we get some photos of you with Isla?
Sure.
Trip goes to join Isla, a fan.
Trip, can we get a selfie with you?
Absolutely. Nope.
The women hold up prop letters, X and O. Trip poses with them.
Oh,
Liam.
My imagination, or is he loosening up?
Savannah.
I think he is.
Ah, maybe it's Isla. Nothing like a good showmance to boost ratings.
They look at Isla and Trip together.
Maybe even a romance.
Maybe.
Liam goes off and Teddy approaches.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy.
Danube kiss for your thoughts?
I can't. I'm working.
Savannah, you can't have it together every single minute of every day. Work can be fun, too. We're on a cruise.
I'm unemployed, remember? This has to go right.
They look over at Trip and Isla. Trip has his arm around Isla's waist. She leans against his chest.
He looks good.
I know what you're thinking, and stop.
But you have that look.
I do not.
First time I saw it was with that baseball player in freshman year. Grady, right? Shortstop?
I was 19 years old, and please do not go all dating app with me on this cruise.
But you deserve to find someone. You're amazing.
So are you. When are you going to settle down?
Oh, you know me. Breaking hearts one port at a time. I mean, I love my job, but it's hard to find someone when you can't date co-workers or passengers, which leaves me with, I don't know, single pirates? Know any?
I think there's a dating app for that. It's called Find Your Matey.
Sign me up!
The ship sails down the Danube. Later that evening, Liam.
Well, you're a hit! The fans love you together.
That's really nice.
I bet you never thought you'd be working with a real-life cowboy.
True.
Not too many horses on the Upper East Side.
Maybe we could do something with the two of you on Trip's ranch sometime, huh? That could be fun.
Yeah, I don't really think that that's a great idea.
Savannah approaches.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm going to head back to my cabin, if that's okay with you. We have Liam's interview first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I should probably hit the hay as well.
Oh, it's early. Have another drink with us.
Yeah, I'll go easy on you tomorrow.
Trip looks at Savannah.
Sure, I could for a while.
Okay, well, good night.
Good night.
Savannah goes off. Trip hangs with Isla and Liam.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. My favorite.
Trip looks in the direction Savannah went. The next day, a cafe in Vienna. Savannah watches a movie on her phone. Trip.
I need you to know how sorry I am for what happened.
Isla.
I guess I wasn't ready to hear it back then.
Well, I hope you're ready to hear it now because I'm still sorry.
They stand in the rain.
Morning.
Trip enters. Savannah drops her phone. Trip sits. Savannah.
Morning.
Trip.
Late night?
It wasn't so bad. I could definitely use a cup of coffee before this interview, though.
Could we get one more to go?
The movie resumes playing on her phone. She taps the screen, but it continues playing. She turns off the phone. Trip's amused.
One more kiss, huh?
A publicist needs to know her clients.
Trip smiles impishly.
I see the onion trick works.
No onion for that scene.
Really? How did you cry like that? It was so believable.
My theater teacher taught me to just think of the saddest moment of my life.
What was it?
Trip stares.
It's none of my business. I'm sorry.
No, you know, it's okay. It was when my grandfather passed. He was the one who encouraged me to keep acting, and my parents weren't cool with it.
Are they cool with it now that you're doing so well?
Not really. See, I was their retirement plan. Four generations of Nelsons lived on that land, and they're not ready to give it up. I don't live there anymore, and there's no one to help out.
Can they hire someone?
They don't have the money, and I'm not really making enough yet to help them in that way.
but if you got the trilogy, you could.
A server brings coffee.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Savannah checks a message.
Oh, Liam is running about an hour late.
Well, we are in Vienna. Wanna walk around?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Now Savannah and Trip walk around Vienna. Savannah.
What about acting? Does it make you happy?
Trip.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. I loved ranching, especially with our horses. But I just realized that something was missing. Acting challenges me.
Well, you're very good at it.
Thank you. Yeah, never in a million years would I have thought I would have ended up here.
Really? Why?
Because I was an insecure, scrawny kid whose belt buckle weighed more than he did. So this is all pretty cool.
I find that hard to believe.
Oh, no, I grew a foot in high school. Traded in my Future Farmers of America for fullback of football team my senior year. What about you? You don't like celebrities.
I never said that.
Well.
And maybe I was a little bit judgmental. All the actors on the cruise have been very nice.
So what kind of publicity work do you do?
I mostly work for nonprofits. Saving endangered animals, hospital charities. But we're supposed to be prepping you for this interview.
Whoever made the decision to let you go, they were a fool.
Thank you. You give your life to something, I mean, one day you're just cut from the team, just like that.
So what are you going to do?
Look for a job when I get home? Mm-hmm. Volunteer at the shelter near my apartment some more? I don't know.
What, dogs?
Yeah. When you give them love, it's amazing what you get in return. It's kind of my version of the mechanical bull after a hard day's work.
You really pay attention to the details.
The details are what's important.
They stop walking. Savannah checks her watch.
That and being on time. You better hurry. The interview spot is just around the corner.
Actually, change of plans.
All right, you two ready?
Absolutely.
Next on a beer
Stop
bike.
Stop pedaling.
Okay.
Oh. Liam,
Trip.
They pedal.
You called yourself a rattlesnake at a square dance back at the meet and greet. What did you mean by that?
Just being plucked from obscurity. It goes against all natural order of things, you know? But I am really, really lucky to have this opportunity.
Liam. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like things are getting easier for you.
I was thinking about my horses back home. If they sense that you're frustrated or stressed, their ears go back, and then all of a sudden they're connecting you to something that's not so nice. And I don't want to be that guy for my fans.
Well, that's a good attitude.
And then also just following the cues of actors like Isla. She's just so at ease in the spotlight.
Okay, now, speaking of Isla, you two at the party last night, you seemed, you know, pretty close. Are the real-life romance rumors true?
I didn't realize there were rumors. We're friends and colleagues for now.
Oh, for now?
Frustrated, Trip looks to Savannah. Savannah.
What he means, Liam, is they've been spending so much time together with the movie coming out. Trip, what was that scene that you told me about, the one that you loved shooting in One More Kiss?
Right, that scene. Okay, so just picture this. It's raining. And I mean, it's really coming down. And we have to do this final scene. It's pretty obvious that I need more experience with interviews, huh?
Savannah.
Oh, you did great. Reporters are always trying to drum up headlines. But is there anything that you want to tell me about you and Isla? Think of me like your lawyer, you know, publicist client privilege, your master of disaster.
Is that a thing?
Not officially, but I am a vault.
No, it's nothing. It's like you said. People, they want to create these narratives about you when you're famous.
They stop walking.
And it's amazing how wrong they can get things.
You got to get used to it and get a thicker skin.
I'm getting better. I remember after my first movie, anytime someone would look at me kind of funny, I'd look back and think, I'm supposed to know this person. And then I would realize, oh yeah, it's just a stranger. Being a shy guy from a small town, fame can kind of mess with your head.
I'm sorry that I judged you the first night.
It's okay. I think we all judge each other. I thought you were just another pushy publicist.
And now?
And now, I'm having a really great time with you. I don't want it to end.
Me neither.
I have another idea.
It's not a bear bike, is it?
No. Follow me.
A horse-drawn carriage.
Yeah. What better way to see the city?
You know, someone's going to ask you in one of these interviews what you're looking for in a woman.
They get in
and
the carriage.
I will tell them that I'm just laying low with relationships right now.
Ah, the artful dodge.
Okay, fine. Someone who is smart and strong and beautiful. Someone like you.
The carriage starts to move.
Please, I'm sure you just snap your fingers and women come running.
Yeah, well, figuring out who's into me for me, that's the tricky part. What about you? What's your dating scene?
Very tricky in New York.
Guys aren't raising their hands to go out with you?
The only reason a guy raises his hand is to hail a cab. There are 200,000 more single women than men in New York City.
Have them move to Montana. We have plenty of bachelors there. It is funny, though, when you think about that precise moment when you start to fall in love with someone.
They look at each other.
You ever been in love?
Yeah, once.
What happened?
My dad didn't think that the long-haired, struggling artist look was good for his campaign image.
You don't really strike me as someone who let their dad dictate their love life.
I'm not. I stayed with my ex way longer than I should have because my dad didn't like him. And eventually we realized that we just wanted different things.
What do you want?
To be loved, to be happy.
Now in a restaurant. At a table, Isla signs an autograph. Isla.
It was so nice to meet you, Nancy. Please tell your mom I said hi.
The fan goes off. Betty enters. She approaches a table where Rex signs an autograph. Rex.
Thanks for coming.
The female fan goes off. Betty approaches.
Who should I make this out to?
Betty.
Actually, I was hoping that you'd sign this.
She shows him a black and white photo.
Thomas.
Of a young couple.
I remembered. Thomas Turner. Hudson Valley Theater, 1981. I was thrown off at first because of your stage name, but, well, I printed that for you.
Betty from the costume department. I can't believe this.
That kiss.
It was unforgettable. You know, I thought you looked familiar, but I didn't want to be so bold.
Oh, please, it's okay. I mean, we've both changed a lot over the last 40 years.
I've wondered about you.
At another table, Trip signs autographs.
There you go.
Trip.
Thank you.
A woman approaches.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Sarah. I'm from Billings.
Montana.
Yes. I actually got
She holds out a Montana keychain.
I made it myself. And we sell it at my hardware store.
He takes it.
Wow, it's great. Reminds me of home. Thank you.
I really wanted to tell you that the movie you made, Second Chance Romance, when you lose your wife and then found love again at the diner, it just really inspired me to take a chance on love again after my husband died.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm glad I could help. Did you ever find someone else?
She shows him a ring on her finger.
I got engaged last month.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Should I make the photo out to Sarah?
Yes, please. With an H?
Sarah.
He signs the autograph.
With an H?
Savannah looks on.
Here's to Second Chance Romance.
Trip hands Sarah the photo.
Thanks. Hey, you should come home. They'd probably throw you a parade. Thanks.
Sarah goes off. The next day. Trip and Savannah walk together. Savannah.
Are you okay? You've seemed a little out of sorts since that fan last night, the one from Montana.
Trip.
Yeah, she was really cool. She got to me. It made me start thinking about home, family, and stuff.
You should go back after the cruise. Talk to them. Make them see how important it is to you.
They stop walking.
That is easier said than done. What about you, though? You said that things are tough with your dad?
Yeah, it's a complicated relationship.
Is he still in politics?
No, he's been out for a while. It took some work, but things are better.
So how did you do that?
I started by asking him to lunch once a month, sort of getting to know each other again.
Thoughtful?
Well, he's my dad. For all his faults, he taught me about work ethic and putting others above myself. I wanted him to be proud of me, so I also put everything into my career.
I'm sure that he is proud of you.
Just as long as your ambition isn't at the expense of your happiness.
Tripp sips his coffee. Next in a theater. On stage, Teddy addresses the crowd.
Hello, KISSCOM improvers!
Savannah watches from the audience. The actors are on stage.
Now is the chance to take the stage in scenes with your favorite stars. And the best part is there's no lines to learn, just your suggestions. So, we'll start with the actors. And anyone got any suggestions of any scenes?
A woman.
It's singles night at the shuffleboard court. Cheesy one-liners are flying.
Okay, let's go.
Tripp stands. Tripp.
All right, here we go.
He mimes playing shuffleboard. Isla.
That was a terrible shot.
It's because I was distracted. Your eyes are as blue as the ocean, and I was lost at sea.
Well, maybe we really are mermaid for each other.
Yeah.
Leo.
Okay. All right. Okay. Brilliant. Hey, now, why don't we get some of our KISSCOM fans on stage, huh? Any volunteers?
Betty raises her hand.
Oh. Betty, come on up. Give Betty a hand.
Liam takes a seat and Betty walks on stage.
Oh,
Betty.
You said shuffleboard, right? My favorite game.
Betty mimes playing shuffleboard.
Oh.
Rex stands.
Does anybody have sunscreen? Because I am burning up.
Oh, my. Somebody call 911.
Hello.
Liam comes to the edge of the stage. Savannah.
What are you doing? Come join us.
I'm not getting on stage.
It doesn't matter if you say something funny or not. Just come.
He grabs her hand and pulls her on stage. Rex hugs Betty. Betty returns to her seat.
All right, we have another volunteer.
Tripp presents Savannah.
You are so hot that you've melted the ice sculpture at the buffet.
As long as there's bacon left.
Bacon. Yeah. Sorry, but could you help me find a customs agent? Because I need to declare my love for you.
They look at each other. The captain.
Welcome aboard the love boat.
I think you mean ship, Captain.
The captain applauds. Now Betty and Savannah enter the theater lobby. Betty.
You, my dear, have a future in performing.
Savannah.
The only role I ever played was the back half of a donkey in the Christmas pageant.
Well, Tripp brings out the best in you. I can see it.
You think so?
I know we've just met. But you light up when he's around.
Tripp and Teddy appear. Teddy.
Nice work, everyone.
Well, I guess we'll see you both back on the ship. Won't we, Teddy?
Betty and Teddy go off.
So?
Tripp.
How was it in there?
Honestly, kind of liberating. It's nice to let go and not know what's going to happen.
Right?
Yeah, it felt like it wasn't even me, like someone funny took over my body.
And it's back in the saddle at the ball tonight.
No, do not try to get me to dance. I do not ballroom dance.
I make no promises.
Oh, the studio is sending over your tux, so I can pick you up at your cabin at 7.
Actually, Liam wanted me to ride over with Isla. He said it's good for optics, I guess. But did you want to ride over with us?
No, you go ahead with Isla.
Okay. You are coming, though, right?
It's my job.
Below, guests mingle on the marble floor. Huge crystal chandeliers hang above them. Liam.
Wow, you two clean up nice. So here we are at the ball. This is exciting, right?
Isla.
I feel like a princess.
Teddy and Savannah approach.
You look like one, too. Doesn't she, Tripp?
Tripp.
Yeah.
No, Teddy holds out his mic.
Absolutely beautiful.
Tripp looks at Savannah, resplendent in her ball gown.
So, Tripp, we hear you got some killer ballroom moves and one more kiss.
Tripp is distracted. Isla steps in.
He's amazing in this movie, Liam.
Ah. Okay, so here goes.
Teddy.
He's looking at you.
Savannah.
Teddy, I need to put the brakes on whatever this is.
Why? He's single, you're single. So? He happens to be famous.
Relationships with famous people do not last.
Says who?
Says every tabloid ever. A new leading lady on every set. Staged photo ops. It's a recipe for heartbreak.
He seems really genuine, though.
Yeah, well, he's an actor.
Liam.
Okay, here it comes. The big question. Our viewers want to know, is there something between you two?
Liam holds the mic up to Trip.
You know what? Let's go downstairs.
Trip watches Teddy and Savannah walk away. Later at the ballroom. Well-heeled guests dance. Trip dances with Isla. Betty dances with the captain. Captain.
You're a good dancer.
Betty.
Oh. Captain, you make it very easy.
It's what I call cruise control.
Oh. May I cut in?
Rex appears.
Oh.
The beautiful lady is all yours.
The captain steps aside. Rex and Betty dance together. Rex.
Did my heart love till now? I swear it's sight, for I never saw true beauty till this night.
Oh, Thomas, you're too much.
Now with Trip and Isla. Trip.
I think this is going well.
Isla.
If I didn't know better, I'd say Liam's trying to play matchmaker with us.
So, you noticed that too?
I'd say let the fans wonder. It's good publicity.
Savannah.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is Jenny Flowers. She's your biggest fan.
Oh.
To Trip.
Huge social media following, and she's the one who agreed to delete the photos.
Trip to Jenny.
Jenny, very nice to meet you. May I have this dance?
Trip dances with Jenny. Savannah walks over to the champagne table. The guests continue dancing. Trip comes up behind her. Trip.
Do you have any room on your dance card?
Savannah.
It's as wide open as the Montana sky. But I told you I don't dance.
Ooh, I really don't want to take no for an answer.
I can't waltz.
Okay, so just pretend it's Friday night at the honky-tonk, the country band is up on the stage, and we're doing the scoot, brush, and kick.
I don't know what that is. But look at these people. They're so light on their feet. I have two left feet.
He looks down.
Well, it's a good thing that I played a dance instructor on One More Kiss.
Right.
Nobody puts Savannah in the corner.
He holds out his hand formally.
May I have this dance? Don't think. Just be.
Trip leads Savannah out onto the dance floor. They dance.
You know Vienna has over 400 balls a year?
400 chances to embarrass myself.
You'll be just fine. This is the fundamental of the waltz. One, two, three, one, two, three. One, two, three, one, two.
I'm not getting this.
Yes, you are. You savor each step like you're floating on the floor. Dance like we're the only two people out here. Do you know the name of this song?
No.
It's called The Blue Danube. Composed by Johann Strauss II.
How do you know that?
Grand Hotel.
Right. Greta Garbo, Joan Crawford, first Star City cast. Louis Mayer said MGM had more stars than the heavens.
Keep surprising me.
Savannah takes a twirl. Trip pulls her back toward him. Someone snaps a photo, then another. Liam interrupts.
Trip, can we get some more shots of you dancing with Isla?
Isla cuts in. Savannah goes off. Savannah steps back and watches them. Trip looks over at her. Liam to Savannah.
You care about him?
He points to Trip and Isla.
That's what makes headlines. That's what will take him to the next level. Don't ruin a good thing.
Liam walks away. The next day, the captain.
Hope you enjoyed last night's Stars Ball. Today, when exploring Regensburg, visit the cathedral, stone bridge, and maybe spot your favorite KissCon star.
Now in a picturesque arcade, Trip catches up with Savannah. Trip.
Hey, stopped by your cabin this morning. Thought we were riding over together.
Savannah.
Liam thought it would be better if you went with him.
You, look like you got a burr in your saddle. Is this because of last night? Where'd you go?
Trip.
What is it?
This isn't a rom-com, and I'm not here for some caught-up-in-the-moment romance. This is a job for me, and you have a promotional video to shoot, and we need to just focus on that.
You know that this is more than just a moment between us.
We're working together on a cruise that ends in 2 days.
Liam comes through a door.
Trip! There you are. They need you in wardrobe.
Yeah.
Trip goes off. Liam to Savannah.
We should talk later.
Liam goes off. Now Trip emerges from wardrobe, wearing tights, a doublet, and short pants. A feathered hat crowns his head. Trip.
No prince jokes? No tights jokes?
Savannah.
What about feather jokes off limits too?
Liam and Isla appear.
Okay, good. Hey, you guys good with a copy?
Yeah, copy's great, but...
Isla wears a gown.
I'm not wearing this hat.
You're wearing the hat. Right, look, have fun with it. There's some satire in this.
Liam and Isla go off. To Savannah.
I'm not wearing the hat.
Trip and Savannah go off.
Okay, all right, everyone take your positions.
Now at the promo shoot. Yep. Trip straightens his hat.
Okay.
Liam directs.
Action!
Facing each other, Trip and Isla stand before a castle. Trip.
My family built these castle walls to keep everyone out. Now it's time that I...
Savannah looks on. Trip gives the line to Savannah.
Let someone in.
Isla.
I'll see you.
Oh, right, sorry.
Trip straightens his hat.
I'm sorry. Yeah. My family built these castle walls to keep everyone out. It's time that I finally let...
What's wrong?
I'm sorry. No, I got it. Yeah. Sorry. I got it.
Once again, Trip tries to focus.
My family built these castle walls to keep everyone out. It's time that I finally let someone in. First time in my life, my heart is open. I choose love. I choose.
Trip glances over at Savannah.
Can we take five? I think we should go over the lines again.
Yeah, okay. I think maybe let's have Hunter step in. Wardrobe, can we?
Liam to Trip.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Look, I think maybe take a break. Okay, just get your head together. All right, I'll see you at the Oktoberfest event tonight.
Okay, thanks.
Trip takes off his hat and goes off. Now Trip and Savannah enter an arched corridor. Savannah.
So that didn't go so well.
Trip.
It's the Hunter show now.
Sorry, I'll bring you back to the show.
Actually, Liam gave me the day, so I rented a car. I'm going to go to Rottenburg of the Tauber. You want to come with me?
Where?
It's my grandmother's hometown in Bavaria. She used to take us there when we were kids.
But we have that event on the ship later today.
Actually, I got a pass.
Really? I still think we should go back to the ship. It's...
Come on. I could really use a road trip right now.
I don't think so, Trip.
They have the absolute best pretzels. Best pretzel you've ever had in your life there.
I can find you pretzels in Regensburg.
Trip checks his phone.
Oh, now it's too late. The car's here. So, you gonna join me or not?
Not.
Okay. Just as long as you're comfortable with me being out there all by myself, where nothing could possibly go wrong.
Trip smirks at her.
I'm gonna regret this.
Yes!
Trip and Savannah take a road trip. They arrive in Rottenburg and walk down a street.
So, Trip.
Savannah.
Yeah.
Interesting name.
Trip.
Yeah?
Is it real?
Yeah.
No, it's not. What is it?
I can't believe I'm gonna tell you this, but... Walter.
Walter?
Hey.
Walter Nelson. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, Walter.
Wally Nelson.
No, Walter Nelson, not Wally. This street reminds me so much of my grandmother. Her eyes used to light up every single time we'd drive into town. Made me realize how much she missed this place.
Why did she never move back?
But she lived in America with my grandfather. They were married for 50 years. They were very much in love. You know, my grandpa always said, love unconditionally, no matter how high or how low.
Isn't that what we're all after?
Well, that and 6 kids.
What?
Non-negotiable.
As they walk, Savannah takes a large heart-shaped pretzel out of a bag.
I don't think I can eat this.
Why not?
She holds the heart-shaped pretzel up to Tripp's chest.
It'll break your heart, Walter.
Well, just don't break it for real.
What is that?
Oompa time.
Oompa time?
Oompa time.
He takes her by the hand and leads her away.
Oh, you hear it?
Yes.
They walk toward the Oompa-pa. In a tent, people are joyously dancing a polka. Savannah takes a bite out of the pretzel.
Oh, see, there you go. Breaking my heart.
You're right. These are very good pretzels.
Great. Yeah? Oh, okay.
A woman takes Tripp by the hand and leads him into the tent. They polka. A man approaches Savannah.
I'm sorry, may I?
She sets her pretzel aside.
Why not?
They go off to polka. A quick knee bend. Tripp holds his hands behind his back.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I got a big problem. Go.
They slink away from the tent.
What are you doing?
Just go.
Tripp's holding his pants together.
What is going on? Was it my dancing again?
A bigger problem than that.
What is it?
I split my pants.
You what?
I split my pants. It's not funny.
Okay. We can buy some. Is there a clothing store here?
I don't know. I was 12 the last time I was here.
It's okay. We'll find some.
Oh, man.
Tripp walks off, holding his pants
together. Wow, that's a big split.
Come on, not one clothing store? Oh.
Maybe this gift shop has.
They approach a man outside a shop. The man greets them.
Hallo.
Tripp.
Hallo. Sprechen Sie Englisch?
No, Entschuldigung.
Okay. Actually, I know a little broken German from my grandmother. Ich habe meine Socken angezogen und brauche ein neues Paar.
Du hast schöne Socken. Möchtest du etwas Strudel?
No Socken?
I think he thinks you're saying something about socks and Strudel?
Strudel, ja.
hast du Hosen?
Ah!
Ah!
Ich glaube, ich habe etwas für
okay.
dich.
Tripp follows the man into the shop, walking backward. Meanwhile, Savannah looks around outside. Tripp emerges from the shop. Savannah turns around to look at him. He's wearing lederhosen. Savannah.
Mr. Oktoberfest, you look good.
Tripp.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
No, those split in half about 30 minutes ago.
I hope no one recognizes me.
I'm sure you're safe here.
They pass a poster featuring Tripp and Isla. Now they sit together at a table. Beer glasses clink. Savannah.
How are you feeling in your hosen?
Tripp.
Surprisingly comfortable.
Good.
I'm having such a great time with you today.
Me too. I should check in with Liam and Teddy, though. See what's going on.
Come on, why ruin the moment?
I really should. Oh, I don't have service here.
Yeah, it's been really spotty for me, too. Well, hopefully all is quiet back at the ranch.
You mean the ship?
Right.
You know, I think you were right. The break was good. We'll get you back on track tomorrow.
You're just so easy to be around. You know that?
That's not usually what people say about me.
What do you mean?
I usually get, she's uptight, she worries too much.
Oh, those are just good qualities for your job.
So I thought.
I'm sure you've built up quite the resume, and another firm's gonna scoop you right up.
I don't know. I put out a bunch of feelers before I left, and there's not much out there. That's why this job with Liam would be really good.
What exactly do you do with nonprofits?
All kinds of stuff. I help pave the way for local orchestras to become charities. I promote hospital fundraisers, campaigns to save the blue whales.
Impressive.
Yeah, I wish I could have done more. But my old firm wasn't big on nonprofits, and the new one is doing away with them altogether.
So why don't you just start your own firm?
It's not that easy.
Oh, come on. You gotta grab life by the reins. What's that expression? when one door closes, another one opens. It's kind of just like this trip. I never expected to meet anyone like you. And how would you feel about going on a date with me back in New York?
We talked about this.
I know, but I've just never felt a connection like this with anyone. Danke.
How about we just stay in the moment? Keep having fun?
Fine, yeah.
Cheers.
Prost.
And then what happened?
Well, okay, so then I'm about to deliver the final line in the movie, and a bee flies directly into my mouth.
Talk about being in the moment. Sorry. Okay, we have to go.
Yeah.
Do you have service?
Yeah, I have two bars.
Okay, you call the driver. I'm going to grab some water.
Savannah steps away from the table. Tripp raises his phone to his ear. A group of Oktoberfest revelers approach. They were lederhosen. One has an accordion.
Yeah, no,
Tripp gets up to give them the table.
Oh, hey!
They start dancing with Tripp. Savannah videos. Battery flashes on Savannah's phone. Woo!
Hey, go, 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 go about getting the table.
Did you get the driver?
He is not answering, but don't worry about it because I have an app for European car services, so we'll have a car in no time. Huh.
What's wrong?
No cars.
Okay, we have to call Teddy. Do you have her number?
I don't have Teddy's phone number.
Well, the ship is leaving tonight. We have to get back.
I have an idea. I have an idea.
They approach a bike rental place.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we can rent bikes.
It's very far from here.
I don't think we have an option. Come on.
Now Savannah and Tripp are riding.
Are we going down?
Yeah.
They ride along a picturesque ridge.
Can we stop for just a second?
They stop and Savannah gets off her bike. She looks at the view.
You okay?
Yeah, just a minute.
No problem.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. I think you're really special, Savannah.
I think you're special, too.
They stand face to face. Tripp kisses Savannah. Tripp and Savannah ride their bikes back to the ship. Later that evening, Savannah and Tripp return to the ship. Savannah.
Teddy.
Teddy and Liam are on deck.
Hey.
Teddy.
Savannah.
Liam.
Hey, where have you been? You missed the whole Oktoberfest party. You don't even bother to check in.
Oh.
Tripp.
No, what? Well, there were no more cars.
My phone died. And
Savannah.
I took Tripp to blow off some steam. It's my fault.
No. No, it's not. It's mine. I told her that you said that we could take the day.
Yeah, okay. I don't really care what you told her because she knew we had a party.
I'm so sorry, Liam.
And I'm sorry, Savannah. But actually, we won't be needing you anymore for this cruise.
Whoa, whoa, hold on a second.
And you should know there's a photo of you and those with her everywhere. So now everybody's talking about you and your mystery woman and your fashion choices instead of talking about KissCom.
Liam throws up his hands and goes off. Teddy follows him. Trip turns toward Savannah.
I'm sorry.
The next day, Teddy and Savannah sit at an outdoor cafe. Savannah.
Fired with 2 days left? I lost a job I didn't even want and an amazing opportunity to relaunch my career. This is serious, Teddy. I have bills and my reputation.
Teddy.
I know. I'm sorry.
Plus, I couldn't even protect Trip from that photo that came out. Do you see what they're calling us? Hansel and Gretel? It's so embarrassing.
Here's what I do know. You're an exceptional publicist, and when you get home, you'll find something. I promise. Can't you just work your magic like you normally do and, I don't know, spin the photo?
I don't know.
I better get back to the ship.
Mwah. Teddy gets up.
See you later.
Teddy exits. Savannah looks at a photo of Trip dancing with Isla.
Maybe there is something I can do.
Now on the ship, Trip and Liam sit in a lounge. Trip.
I put you in a really bad spot. And I'm sorry, Liam.
Liam.
It seems like Savannah is a bit of a distraction.
No, she's great.
I think she's not the right person for you at this stage of your career. My advice is focus on getting the trilogy. Yeah? You'll be able to write your own ticket.
There is something that I would like to do if I got it.
Right, then ask yourself, how important is this to you? Because my sources tell me they're leading towards Hunter. Look, will I see you at the Q&A tonight?
Yes, absolutely. I won't let you down.
Yeah? Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
They stand and shake hands as Liam's leaving fans approach.
That Lederhosen post?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It was the cutest video ever. You and all those guys? Hoi, hoi, hoi. You look like you were having fun. I need to buy one of those suspenders to my husband.
Right, of course.
Will I see you at the event tonight?
Yes, I will be there. Really nice to meet you.
Trip shakes her hand.
Good luck with the suspenders.
The woman goes off with her husband. Liam walks away shaking his head. Trip looks up the video and watches it. The next day. Trip finds Savannah at an outdoor cafe. Savannah to a server.
Can I get one more coffee, please?
Trip Thank approaches you. The table. Trip.
Hey, Teddy told me that I could find you here.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, I saw the video that you sent to Jenny Flowers. She tagged you in it.
I hope it's okay.
No, it's more than okay. It's everywhere. It went viral already for all the right reasons. Apparently, it's endeared me to some of the fans. Have you read some of these comments?
No. Please cast Trip in a remake of The Sound of Music. The hottest Hansel I've ever seen.
Yeah. Okay. Look, I'm really sorry. Especially about you not getting that job. I was just trying to have fun.
I took my eye off the ball. It's the whole reason I don't work with celebrities. The drama.
Well, I know one celebrity that would really like to keep seeing you. I was thinking maybe you could come with me to Montana. But the only drama is that a moose blocks the main road into town. Give us a real shot without all this noise.
You said you don't go home anymore.
No, but I was thinking about what you said, and I want to go back and see my family. Make things right. And if I got the trilogy, then I could take the stress off my father and I could hire a manager.
That would be great.
Yeah. I just really want to show them that I'm serious about what I'm doing. And that we can have it all. So what do you say?
Come to Montana with me. I'll even let you ride my favorite horse. Her name is Cinnamon. Yeah, my mom named her.
What happens after Montana? If I'm with you, then the limelight will find me. The whole reason I became a publicist was because they wanted other people to shine.
I am not asking you to walk the red carpet with me or hang out on movie sets. I just want to have nice, quiet dinners. Go on a hike with you. Just come to the Q&A today. And maybe you could spend the rest of the cruise with me. As my number one fan.
Okay, Walter.
Walter, huh?
They leave the cafe together. Now in an auditorium.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the KissCon Q&A panel!
Liam.
Hey, tell me, are we all excited for the premiere of One More Kiss tomorrow? Now, we all know what it's like watching your favorite movie, but today the actors will actually talk back. That's right. They're going to answer all your questions. They'll reveal all the secrets from the set. Nothing is off limits, apart from their cell phone numbers. Okay, so the first question is from Susie, who's here from Harrison, New York.
Susie waves from the audience.
This is for Isla. Isla, if you weren't an actress, what would you be?
Isla.
Oh, that's a good one. I'd be a true crime reporter. I'm so fascinated by how cases are solved, and I'd love to shed my sweetheart image and grow the bad guys.
Ooh, remind me to behave myself. Okay, the next question is for Rex. This is from Betty from Hudson Valley. What is your biggest regret, Rex?
Betty's in the audience. Rex.
Not trying harder to find the one woman who ran away with my heart.
Oh, Rex, who's that?
Her name is Betty from Hudson Valley.
Betty looks pleased. I love
it. So every time he'd go to kiss me, I'd sneeze, like, right in his face. It took 15 takes. I was allergic to my leading man. I'm like working with Tripp.
Okay, this next question is for Tripp. This is from Anna from Dallas. Tripp, what would be your real life meet cute?
Tripp. I meet a beautiful woman at the airport, and I assume that she wants to take a selfie with me. Which she did not want to. And then I run into her again, boarding a cruise ship, and I make an even bigger fool of myself. Still haven't got my selfie.
This next question is from Lisa. Lisa says, Tripp and Isla, you're so cute together. Is there any possibility of an off-camera romance? Or is it happening already? Tripp, you first.
Tripp and Isla look at each other. Isla.
We're just friends, Liam.
Yeah.
Ah, darn. I think we're all rooting for you, too. Well, Tripp, is there anybody in your life?
Savannah smiles nervously.
Not at the moment, no.
Savannah looks sad.
Okay, the next question is from Susan from Texas. Susan says, Isla, what was your first job?
Now after the Q&A. Tripp follows Savannah out of the auditorium. Tripp.
Savannah, wait.
She keeps walking.
Savannah, please just...
Savannah stops and turns around.
I'm sorry.
You don't owe me anything. We barely know each other.
Tripp takes her hand.
I'm serious about seeing where this goes.
You have a funny way of showing it.
If I want to keep doing this, I need to stay relevant. I need those people to like me.
I get it. My dad felt the exact same way. He wanted everybody to like him. Everyone except his family. I can't do that again, Trip.
Savannah goes off. Now Savannah and Teddy walk down a street arm in arm. Teddy.
You talked to Trip yet?
Savannah.
No. I don't think there's anything left to say. You heard him last night. He needs to focus on his career. Liam was right. Someone like Isla is the perfect person for Trip.
Isla? They're just friends. Since when do you listen to entertainment reporters?
It wasn't going to work anyway, Teddy.
For the record, I've never seen you this happy with anyone. Oh, okay, I gotta go. Have fun.
Thanks.
Teddy goes off. Savannah walks alone. Betty appears.
Savannah!
Betty, hi!
Looks like we both had the same idea.
Oh, I just got some hiking boots. I'm gonna go for a hike later.
Oh, it is beautiful around here. Can you believe that the cruise is almost over? I've already booked the next one. One of the ports is Linz. I've never been.
Oh, well, I bet you'll have a great time. What about Rex? Is he going too?
Well, that would make for a romantic ending, wouldn't it? Two star-crossed lovers find each other 50 years later and sail the world together.
I'll probably book you on a morning show.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
The truth is, I don't know if I'm ready to find love again. I mean, my beloved Harold. He was my everything. And I feel like I would be betraying him if I found someone else.
Savannah stops and looks at Betty.
I'm sure Harold would want you to be happy.
Thank you, Savannah. Well, now, what about you and Trip? I mean, he can wear lederhosen like nobody's business, and you look great together.
Yeah, I don't think that was meant to be.
No man is perfect, but you have to think, how does he make me feel? Do we make each other better people?
I appreciate what you're saying, but...
There comes a time in every bachelor's life when a woman stops him in his tracks. So don't count him out till you've heard him out. Oh, and tonight, you, me, the captain's table. I'll pick you up at 7. Ta-ta!
Betty puts on her shades and goes off. Savannah walks along the river. She stops and looks out. Later that evening, back on the ship. A dining room, the captain's table. The captain greets them.
Good evening, ladies. Betty, may I?
He takes Savannah's hand and leads her to her
Thank
seat.
Thank you very much.
This way. Good day today?
Yes, it was so nice. Thank you.
He pulls Savannah's chair out for her.
There you go.
She takes a seat. The captain.
Betty, Savannah. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Betty.
Well, thank you for having us.
Savannah.
Thank you, Captain.
Teddy.
You both look beautiful.
Rex.
Stunning.
Looks Betty over.
As do you, sir.
Sarah.
It's an honor to be here.
Apparently you made quite an impression on Trip. He wanted you to sit at my table tonight.
Liam.
Yeah. And it looks like he won't be joining us tonight. Tell me, why am I not surprised?
The screening will be great no matter what.
You need to cut Trip some slack. He's a wonderful man who cares about the fans more than you'll ever know. You haven't taken any time to get to know him. And for the record, I'm very good at my job. Show me someone who works harder than I do or who cares about her clients as much as I do.
Some wine, Betty.
Oh, thought you'd never ask.
Betty takes the bottle and pours. Later, Betty and Rex stand on deck looking out over the river. Rex.
I'd love to see you again.
Betty looks at him.
On dry land.
Betty.
Rex. I want to thank you for opening up my eyes to even the possibility of finding love again. But for now, my home is here. Sailing the world, and this is my family.
Sure.
You always had a place in my heart.
She places a hand on his chest.
And you always will.
Rex kisses Betty on the cheek.
You're one of a kind. And Betty Stevenson from Hudson Valley.
Rex goes off. Betty stands alone on the deck. She sighs. Now in the riverboat lounge.
Trip.
The captain approaches Trip.
Screening is about to start.
Captain.
We're preparing to go ashore.
Trip.
I think it's better if I'm not there. Isla and Liam will do a great job.
We've got 10 minutes. So if there's anything you want to talk about.
The captain steps closer.
Captains give bartenders a good run for their money.
Do you ever feel like your job is your identity?
I'm the captain, so it's hard not to. I mean, I'm surrounded by people who want to take photographs with me. I sit at my table because of my job.
It's a lot like my life.
However, I'm a lucky guy.
Trip sips his whiskey.
Have the greatest job in the world. Get to see the world. Meet amazing people. The key is not losing focus of what's important. My wife, my children. They're my North Star. They keep me grounded.
How do they handle it?
We've had our ups and downs. Early on in my career, I nearly gave this up. My wife realized how happy it makes me that this was my calling. When she understood that, understood me, we've never looked back.
Thank you for this.
You can do whatever you love and be yourself at the same time. Don't lose a good thing.
The captain starts to leave.
Wait. Are you talking about the job still or something else?
Someone else. Savannah had some choice words with Liam tonight at dinner about you. She cares for you a lot, Trip.
The captain goes off. Now in the theater at the screening. Liam and Isla trot out onto the stage. Liam waves energetically. Liam.
Ah, now we want to thank all of you for making the first ever KissCon an incredible success!
Teddy and Savannah are in the audience.
Ah, now, we know that you're all going to miss your favorite stars, but remember, they're just a click away.
Isla.
And now the moment we've all been waiting for, a special screening of One More Kiss. Trip and I are so proud of this movie. I hope you enjoy it.
Isla steps off stage.
Thanks, Isla.
Savannah to Teddy.
I'm gonna go back to my cabin.
Before we start,
Liam, wait.
Trip steps out.
Do you mind if I say something?
Oh.
Onto the stage.
Of course. The theater's yours.
Trip waves to the audience. On her way out, Savannah turns back. Trip.
First off, I want to thank you all for being here. Someone special helped me realize recently how much I need you. That you, the fans, are the reason why I get to do what I love. And seeing you all here, seeing you up close, your smiling faces, really has made the journey worthwhile. But every rom-com fan knows that you need a grand gesture at the end of your movie. So, here's mine. Yesterday, I hurt someone who I really care about because I was afraid of being misunderstood, rejected, even. She's like no one I've ever met before in my life. She sees through me in the best possible way. She makes life look just a little different. And in a word, she's extraordinary. So I'm asking her tonight to take a chance. To take a chance on love.
Savannah steps up onto the stage. Trip smiles as she approaches him. Savannah.
I'll take a chance on us.
They embrace and kiss. they touch noses. Liam returns.
Who needs a movie after that? Just kidding. Roll it!
The curtains part and the movie begins.
Oh, wait, just a second, hold on.
I just need to get that selfie.
Come on, you're all in it! Here we go!
Trip takes a selfie of himself and Savannah with the audience waving in the background. The next day, passengers disembark the Emerald Sun. Savannah.
Thank you for a wonderful trip.
Trip.
She actually got two trips out of it.
Liam.
Hey, that selfie you took at the screening took you to another level. And I heard the news. Congrats on landing that trilogy. You're gonna be great.
Thanks, I can't wait.
And you really turned things around, Savannah. You're a good publicist. The charity job is yours if you want it.
Actually, I have some news. I'm going to open my own PR firm.
Teddy.
Exciting! I'm taking life by the reins.
Captain.
So, where are you two off to now?
Whitefish.
Montana.
Oh, how about that exclusive on the rat?
I don't
no.
think so.
Trip shakes hands with Liam. Trip, Liam, and the captain go off.
I'm gonna miss you.
Savannah hugs Teddy.
I'm gonna miss you so much. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Savannah rejoins Trip. They head off together. They stop and look at the river. Trip.
So?
Turns to Savannah.
One more kiss on the Danube?
Trip and Savannah kiss. Savannah.
The perfect ending.
They kiss again. Wide shot of the Danube. Fade to black. Credits.